Welcome to episode 47 of the Farm Exec podcast. I'm Kristen Harm, associate editor of Farm Exec magazine and our podcast host. Farm Exec magazine is a multimedia publishing brand that brings you the latest commercial insights for the C-suite. On this week's episode, we have the pleasure of speaking with Heather Monti, who is the director of operations for DirectRx. Heather's going to talk to us about the specialty pharma's new patient scorecard, which aims to identify and improve adherence by reporting patients' prescription patterns to doctors. So we're going to take just a quick break, and then we'll be back with Heather. Have you ever wanted to go back and peruse old issues of PharmExec? We may not be able to give you access to the bound book issues we have in our archive room, but we do offer digital versions of each magazine. To view them, visit farmexec.com, hover over the magazine option at the top of the page, and then choose Digital Archive for a page filled with back issues. Hello, podcasters. Today, Elaine Quilici, our senior editor, and I will be interviewing Heather Monti, Director of Operations at DirectRx. Heather is here to talk about the specialty pharma's newly launched patient scorecard. It's a service that aims to identify adherence issues and improve them through opening the lines of communication between physicians and patients.
Thanks for joining us today, Heather.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, we're just going to jump right in here. How did you develop the idea for the scorecard? So was it something that physicians were asking for, or did you recognize the need and come up with it?
During routine interactions with physician offices, our team often received requests for information about specific patients, if the patient had filled their initial order, how often they're refilling, and which of their prescribed medications are they refilling. So this helped us to identify that there was an opportunity to provide information about patient adherence to the physician offices in a more proactive and comprehensive way.
Okay. So do patients need to agree to have this data reported back to their physicians? Are there any privacy issues involved?
Patients are informed when they're welcome to our service that their information will be exchanged with the physician office in order to provide treatment and care. We're a specialty pharmacy. We supply medications that treat chronic and often life-threatening conditions. The processes that we follow to obtain insurance coverage for many of these medications require our pharmacy to communicate regularly with the offices about patient clinical information. We're two HIPAA-covered entities communicating about patient care. All of the communications with the physician offices that we have are HIPAA-compliant. We take protecting our patients' health information very seriously. All scorecards are shared in a secure and password-protected manner.
Okay, great. Could you maybe give an example of how this could improve adherence?
Sure. One large challenge a physician can face is to obtain precise and timely information about a patient's adherence. The scorecard provides the physician a patient's proportional days covered, or PDC. This is a commonly accepted way to calculate patient adherence. The PDC eliminates some of the questions the physician would need to ask the patient, and it decreases the subjectiveness that's often present in a patient's response. Instead of focusing the conversation on if the medications are being taken as directed, the physician-patient conversation can focus on what are barriers that may be causing the patient not to use the medication as often as directed. This has helped physicians to identify where a patient is not using their medication as prescribed due to causes such as side effects, an inability to afford co-pays, dexterity issues. So a patient may be having difficulty using an inhaler and may need to be moved to a nebulized therapy instead. For example, we recently heard of a patient that was only using the medication prescribed to be used twice daily, once a day. The physician-patient conversation that was sparked by the scorecard uncovered that the patient was skipping their evening nebulized dose because their nebulizer machine was very loud. She was concerned about the noise being disruptive to her neighboring apartments. The physician was able to identify the barrier was that the nebulizer needed to be replaced and was able to help that patient get a new and quieter nebulizer.
It's amazing. Something so simple can make such a difference.
Yes.
How do you see the scorecard affecting the physician-patient relationship? I mean, it seems like a great way to open the lines of communication, but do you think there might be a little bit of, you know, patients on the defensive at all?
Often there's a great deal of information that a patient needs to cover with a physician in an office visit. It can be really overwhelming for the patient to need to remember everything they need to tell the physician and all those details. It also can be difficult for a physician to predict what questions to ask. We found that rather than this being something that the patient is defensive about, it's a service to the patient as well. It helps them to foster a more effective conversation with their physician and ultimately to receive better care. Through this, we've created a full circle of care where the pharmacy and the doctor and patient are all communicating directly, not just through the patient.
Do physicians need to pay for this information?
No, the scorecard's provided to physicians at no charge. It's a value-added service that we provide to physicians that send prescriptions to our pharmacy.
And Heather, do you think that busy physicians will have the time to review files, or would you expect them to refer to them maybe on an as-needed basis?
We expect that the use of the scorecard will vary from physician to physician. So some physicians will add this information to their patient's file to refer to when the patient has an office visit. We found some physicians just view this report when a patient has an unexpected illness or hospitalization, and they use it to identify if medication adherence could have played a role in that event. Other physicians review the report, and they proactively reach out to patients with adherence concerns. If a physician does not want to continue receiving the report, they can opt out at any time.
Okay. And my final question is, if there's any training being done with physicians on maybe how to use or interpret the patient's scorecard?
We found that interpreting the scorecard is fairly straightforward. The scorecard's delivered with an explanation of what that PDC score means and how to interpret it. It also comes with directions to help a physician filter the information or drill down to a specific patient or specific medication. Our experience has been that physicians' offices tend to need more help in opening the secure file than understanding the data that's inside. But our team is always available to help provide physician offices with any assistance they need or answer any questions they have.
Okay, great. Thanks, Heather, for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And now it's time for this week's Leadership Tips from Pharma Execs.
Hi, I'm Heather Monti, Director of Operations for DirectRx, and my leadership tip is we can learn from questions our customers ask. Requests for information from customers tell us where our current communications are ineffective or where there is a need. Identifying these needs and developing solutions to fulfill them is key to creating loyal customers and partners. Leaders may not be close enough to the customer to hear these requests firsthand. Listening to your frontline team members is the most important way to uncover where those needs are.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this week's PharmExec podcast. We are always pleased to take you behind the headlines, provide expert tips from industry leaders, and give you an inside look at what the PharmExec staff is working on. Remember, you can always find us on the web at pharmexec.com, on Twitter at pharmexec, on Instagram at pharmexecutive, and on YouTube. The views expressed on this podcast do not reflect the views of PharmExec, its parent company, or our advertisers. For editorial questions, please email Editorial Director Lisa Henderson at lhenderson@mmhgroup.com. And for sponsorship opportunities, please email group publisher Todd Baker at tbaker@mmhgroup.com.